Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is May 7th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the Drudge Report and InfoWars are once again in the crosshairs as the U.S. government seeks to regulate conservative media via election laws. Plus, the Department of Homeland Security refuses to release Freedom of Information Act request on unconstitutional checkpoints and unlawful patrols. Meanwhile, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, residents plan to storm another city council meeting and arrest the police chief.
Four arrests on Albuquerque Police Chief Gordon Eden. He is charged with accessory.
All that and more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, FEC chair warns that conservative media like Drudge Report and Sean Hannity face regulation. The government officials, not servants, reacting to the growing voice of conservative news outlets, especially on the internet, are angling to curtail the media's exemption from federal election laws governing political organizations, a potentially chilling intervention that the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission is vowing to fight. And these are the words of Commissioner Lee Goodman. The right has begun to break the left's media monopoly, particularly through new media outlets such as the internet. And they've been trying to censor the internet for some time, whether it's SOPA or PIPA or whatever else. It's the FEC, also the FCC, because they're in your newsrooms. They're trying to tell you what to say. The head of the FCC is very much against this, but the Obama administration, just this administration of general, they don't want you to have any type of ideas, any type of policies, any thoughts, any talking points that don't go with the official narrative. If you're anti-drone, if you're anti-running guns into Mexico, if you don't think all these things are the greatest things since sliced bread, they will come after you. Now we have the article, FCC's grab for new regulatory power could go beyond broadband providers. And it talks about the FCC that has the newly founded or ability to regulate the internet, and rightfully so. And it goes on to say it's a very real threat that the edge providers could fall within the reach of the FCC's newly invented authority to regulate the internet under Section 706 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. So just like we said before, they're in your newsrooms. Now they're trying to tell you what to do on the internet. And it's going to go way past your alternative official news media outlets, because you have people like Dianne Feinstein, who says she'll tell you if you're an official journalist. So if you have a blog, if you have an internet post, if you have a YouTube channel, and you're not deemed anointed to be a official journalist, just like when Kit Daniels and myself went out to the civil rights conference here in the city of Austin, and Kit wasn't allowed to be known as an official journalist, so he couldn't go, you know, to the other press areas that I could, even though I couldn't get inside the building. And it's just going to be just like that, except on a more wider scale, because you won't be able to do anything, even from the comfort of your own home, if you say anything that's not along the official narrative. Now, let's get to the official narrative of what's not being said. We have this article, Homeland Security Faces Lawsuit Over Ignored FOIA Request. And it says two law professors are suing the Department of Homeland Security after U.S. Customs and Border Patrol ignored repeated Freedom of Information Act requests to provide documentation on unconstitutional Border Patrol checkpoints. After Border Patrol failed to respond to the initial FOIA request after 20 days, an appeal was filed, but the federal agency again completely ignored the matter, forcing the professors to file a lawsuit. And this is just more the silly shenanigans we see going on with the Border Patrol. As you recall, a few weeks ago, we gave you the report about the mother who was driving down on the border, and her children were pretty much stopped, her children in her car were stopped by the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol slashed her tires to make sure that she's a good little slave because she didn't want to get out of her car. And these are the type of things that you see going on. And are they good Border Patrol agents? Yes, they definitely had some good agents get hurt with Operation Fast and Furious, Brian Terry. So there are good people out there, but you have things like this. You have these unaccountable agencies who can just run around and do whatever they want because they have these constitution-free zones, where they say if you fall within this zone, you have no constitution. You have no rights other than the rights we decide to grant you at the time of the incident. So be very aware of this if you're traveling near the borders. And we just need to get rid of these constitutional zones, constitutional free zones, that is, altogether. Now let's talk about the things that are going on in our skies. We have every country will have an armed drone within 10 years. And they also have these things flying the U.S. border, the U.S. Mexico border, and also the U.S. Canada border. Drones are already in the United States. I'm not just talking about the smaller drones that you can go buy someplace like Walmart. They have the big Predator drones flying our borders, but they don't want you to know about this. And now we have this article out of Defense One, and buried in the second paragraph, it says, so far, 23 countries have developed or are developing armed drones, according to a recent report by the RAND organization. It's only a matter of time before the lethal technology spreads, several experts say. And if you say, what's wrong with these drones? Well, there's a lot of things wrong with these drones. If you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the great report we did a couple years back. Obama orders children murdered. And this was the running tally, I believe, around 2012 of all the children that have been killed in these drone strikes, because people want you to think that these are surgical precision tools. They are not surgical precision tools. They'll knock down half an apartment complex to kill 10 guys. They'll blow up an entire wedding party to get one suspected terrorist. And just like Captain America said, I thought the punishment came after the crime. They kill these guys even though they're not currently engaged in any illegal activity at the time. So go and watch that report, Obama orders children murdered, on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now we have this Boko Haram terror attack in Nigeria opens door to AFRICOM. According to a report posted yesterday by Vanguard, a Nigerian newspaper, the jihadist terror group Boko Haram stormed a town and killed around 300 people.
Here's what Boko Haram says they want. One, a stricter version of Sharia law than the one currently in place in northern parts of Nigeria. Two, an end to Western education because it's run by infidels.
Whilst others claim to be Muslim, but have lost traces of Islam. What? All in the name of being educated.
Three, death to those who don't share their beliefs. And four, death to a government they see as corrupt and blasphemous.
And you can find more on this on Infowars.com. Medical drug pumping microchip planned to be carried out by 2017. Currently, drug reservoir chips can be implanted right under the skin, delivering pharmaceuticals of all kinds. But here's the troubling part of this. They won't be controlled by you, but rather by medical professionals. Now, this chip reminds me of my time when I used to work at Circuit City before they went bankrupt. And what happened is we can never control our own air conditioning. We'd have to call some guy in Minnesota or whatever. Hey, man, it's too hot or it's too cold. And he's like, well, is it really too hot? Is it really too cold? Do you really need that air? Do you really need that heat? I'm like, yeah, man, the customers are freaking out in here. It's boiling hot in here. And now you have the same situation, but they want to put this inside of your body. I personally will not be getting this. It's too close to the mark of the beast for my taste. But let's say you do get it and you're out at some protest or, you know, Occupy, whatever. And the police say, hey, we want to shut these guys down so then they can have some medical professional dial into your microchip, release some type of sedative, and knock you out. You know, of course, they could do it for, you know, things such as, I guess, flu vaccines or whatever else. But you got to think about the big picture. Do you really want something in your body that you cannot control, that you have to call somebody and say, can you please turn this off or turn this up? It's just another way for them to control you, and I would highly recommend that you do not go along with it. And, you know, when you go along around the border, talking about going along with it, sometimes you may come into a situation where you don't know exactly what to do. Maybe you miss an exit and you find up, you know, you find yourself in Mexico or close to the Mexico border. And now we have this ex-U.S. Marine jailed in Mexico says he didn't mean to cross the border. So basically, this is a situation that I'm very much concerned about for all people, not just Marines or people who travel to borders. Let's say you're driving around town, you make a wrong turn, and maybe you didn't go all the way to the border. Maybe you find yourself in a school zone. You turn, oh, I didn't mean to come on this school ground, and for whatever reason, they're having checkpoint day. And you just happen to come from deer hunting, and you got your gun in your trunk, and they say, sir, why do you have this gun? I was like, well, I just came from deer hunting. I got a deer strapped to my roof. So that's not good enough. You're going to jail because you're here in the school zone. And this is a very real situation that could happen to anybody. Regardless if you hunt or you just keep a gun in your car for protection, you have to be aware of the situation. And now this guy has been put in jail because he got too close to the border. And it's a very real situation. I would definitely advise people to think more about these situations because this could really happen to anybody, as I was saying before. And now something that doesn't happen to anybody, but I'm glad it did happen in this particular incident. Albuquerque residents vowed to storm another city council meeting.
Things spiraled out of control when this man, an assistant professor at UNM, David Correa, took the podium in public comment, going after Chief Gordon Eden.
We now serve a people's warrant for arrest on Albuquerque Police Chief Gordon Eden. He is charged with accessory.
From there, the yelling started, and one woman even tried to hand Eden a warrant for his arrest. Eden got up and left without taking the paper or acknowledging the woman.
And that's something we need to do all around this country. If you have a bad police chief, if you have a bad sheriff, just walk up to him. Excuse me, sir, we have this warrant for your arrest. We don't need you in our town or our city or our state anymore. And the people in North Carolina said, hey, we don't need a bad sheriff in our state, so we got rid of him. And this is Sheriff Brown. You guys may recall the report David Knight filed. It's called Dumb and Dumber, the Sheriff, and the People Who Voted for Him. And now Sheriff Brown in Onslow County has been ousted by Sheriff Miller. So congratulations to you, Sheriff Miller. We can't have guys like Brown running around telling people how to live their lives. And if you'd like to find more about that, go to Dave Knight's report, Dumb and Dumber, the People Who Voted for the Sheriff and the Sheriff Himself. So you can find that at PrisonPlanet.tv. And this is a good time to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now stay tuned because after this break, Alex Jones will be giving us his take on the Ukraine situation. And also Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, one of our new staffers here, he's going to be telling us about implantable brain chips. It's not science fiction. It is science fact. And this is the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned for more.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Of the three different things that could happen generally with the Ukraine crisis, this is the middle road. The best scenario would be that George Soros, NATO, and the globalists that have seized Europe and the U.S. wouldn't have overthrown the elected Ukrainian government that didn't want to join the EU and didn't want to join Russia as well. The West wouldn't have overthrown that government and destabilized the entire region in an attempt to get a new Marshall Plan, tens of trillions of dollars pumped into the globalist coffers in the name of stabilizing Europe that they have destabilized. So the best scenario would be that this never happened. The next best scenario is that Russia just basically lets NATO steal Ukraine and loot the resources and put the people deeper into debt, as they're now doing under the IMF, because at least it doesn't start World War III. We sacrifice Ukraine to the New World Order. It's one more country that they've gobbled up like the blob. The problem with that is they're just going to move on to the next country on Russia's border and do it. and become emboldened, but at least it pushes the can down the road a little bit. It kicks the can. The really bad scenario is that the Russians, who have been clearly with paramilitary forces shooting down helicopters, Ukrainian government-controlled, Soros-controlled helicopters that have been attacking civilian targets, the Russians are opening up with what looks like surface-to-air shoulder-launch missiles and shooting down the helicopters. But in video after video, we showed one yesterday, the helicopter opens fire, the Russians then, from a whole other direction, you see a missile come up and shoot the helicopter down. So the Russians are sitting there with missiles waiting. The helicopter comes in, attacks a police station, attacks a church, attacks a group of protesters. The Russians then shoot it down. If NATO calls in airstrikes on those Russians, the Russians will then start responding. But for whatever reason, probably because the criminals that run our government are targeting the criminals in the Russian government and are targeting their Swiss bank accounts, Putin is backing off, at least for now. Now, that could be a military feint, but quite frankly, Russia has been in a defensive mode. And again, I don't romanticize Russia, but they are not trying to sterilize the U.S. population. They're not trying to break up the family. They're not trying to put cancer viruses in vaccines. They're not teaching their kids 2 + 2 = 5. The Russians are doing nothing to us. The Chinese globalists are running all over us, totally taking over, working with the globalists inside the U.S. China is a massive threat. And censoring our media, censoring Hollywood, just involved all over the world as the U.N. global army enforcer. They will be the troops for the U.N. army. In every globalist document, 7277, 1963, you name it, look it up. But the good news is, New York Times, Putin says Russian forces withdrew from Ukraine border. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I went to the Russian ITARTAS and RT. They basically now merged all those systems into RT Global. And he indeed said that. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia said today that Russian troops had pulled back from the Ukrainian border, and he urged separatists in eastern Ukraine to postpone a referendum planned for Sunday. So you heard that. The separatists have the votes. It's mainly Russian in the east. They're going to vote to split away. And NATO and others are on record, along with the Ukrainians, saying in Der Spiegel and in the London Guardian, this will be World War III. We are preparing to attack Russia. We're preparing. And so Russia has blinked, ladies and gentlemen, and is pulling back. And I predict NATO will just continue to attack. I mean, that's what they do. They're not going to stop. Because it's okay, because they're liberal. It's okay if our government funds Al-Qaeda to murder Christians all over Africa and the Middle East. Because, well, I mean, Obama's black. And it's okay. He has a peace prize, folks. And it's okay if they slaughter 40,000 blacks in Libya because the Al-Qaeda people are racist against blacks. Because Obama's black. And it's okay if Ukrainian troops and tanks are massing all along the Russian border. Because, I mean, look, George Soros said so. And look, Obama said that it's a duly elected government. Like, we'll cue that up later and play it. I mean, it's not elected. It was overthrew the Ukrainian government. Everybody knows that. But so what? He said it's duly elected. And so the duly elected governments must be overthrown now. Because the coup government's not duly elected because it is duly elected. 2 + 2 = 5. So there you go. 2 + 2 = 5. That's the way it is. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia said today that Russian troops had pulled back from the Ukrainian border, and he urged separatists in eastern Ukraine to postpone a referendum planned for Sunday. He's saying stand down. I guess the Russians just love their kids, and they say discretion's the greater part of valor. And I guess they've shot down enough Ukrainian helicopters and blown up enough of their tanks. And so now they've been given the word that NATO is going to start full-bore military operations and World War III. That's the only reason Russia would back down like this. And I bet money that if there is any type of attack now on the Russians, you're going to see the Russians pour across the border. Let's go back to that headline the guys just put up from AFP. Of what the NATO commander said, or that's Reuters. NATO commander says we must consider permanent troops in Eastern Europe. I mean, this is a build-up on the Russian border by the narcotics trafficking, child trafficking, most corrupt agency outside the Chinese communist government, NATO. NATO is unmitigatedly evil, ladies and gentlemen. They run all the criminal operations, basically, in Europe, the organized crime, everything. That's what NATO is. That's why Bilderberg created it. That is Spectre, to use a Ian Fleming OSS term. They are Hail Hydra, cut off one head, two more grow. And there is no amount of appeasement that Russia can engage in. Now, again, some said there could be a double game where Russia would partition and get half of Ukraine. And that could end up going there. But the globalist under Cheney, who was the real president, backed off when they did the probing operation in 2008 in Georgia. This time, Russia is backing down.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Center of your life. It is everything you hear, everything you see, everything you feel. It is everything you are. How would you know if someone stole your mind?
Now, President Obama, you ever heard of DARPA?
No, I have not.
Okay, DARPA is a military agency that we kind of have. It's a Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. You can go to DARPA.mil and see it. So it's like CIA, all that stuff. They build a lot of the secret military stuff, robots and all that stuff. So right now, President Obama is giving them $100 million on what he calls a brain initiative to help restore lost memory on soldiers who have had traumatic brain injury. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I would think that's a good idea.
Brain Initiative will change that by giving scientists the tools they need to get a dynamic picture of the brain in action and better understand how we think and how we learn and how we remember.
I didn't know nothing about that.
It's been all over the news, CNN, Fox, all over. I mean, it's even on DARPA's website.
I'm sorry, I don't do the news because the news is full of
crap, okay?
Okay, well, that's what I understand that. I'm just trying to get an honest opinion. I mean, do you think that's a good idea? That if they could help you restore memory, I mean, I have traumatic brain injury.
Well, yeah, if they can help a soldier, hell yeah, of course.
So it's a good idea for them to implant something like that to help restore the memory.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Right now, President Obama has what he's calling the Brain Initiative, and what that's going to do is help restore memory in soldiers that have had traumatic brain injury. You think that's a good idea to help restore memory that's been lost? You've heard of DARPA, right?
Yeah.
You heard of DARPA?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that make all like the cool robots and all that stuff for the military?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what they want to do is build a chip that they'll insert to your brain and help you restore memory.
That's a bit much to me. That's kind of weird. That's
I mean, but what if we could cure racism with it too, though? I mean, we could take someone who's racist, alter that, and put that in the chip, and then take the racism away. That'd cure everything from the world.
Nah, you got it. Somebody wants to be racist, let them be racist.
You think it'd be a good idea for the government to implant something into you to help you remember that stuff?
I mean, like a microchip?
Yeah. I mean, you think that would be good?
Do they have the technology to do that?
Yes.
Oh yeah. I mean, if it doesn't have any detrimental side effects, yeah.
No. You're not for that?
No.
I'm for it.
If you want it. I don't.
But I'm just asking your opinion on it. Do you think it's a good idea that some people could have that restored?
No.
Oh, is he going to be the first puppet to get one?
You know that's not going to happen. He's going to use on the soldiers like he always
does. But he's my leader. Well, he's their leader.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to lead by example.
In the budget I will send to Congress next week, I will propose a significant investment by the National Institutes of Health, DARPA, and the National Science Foundation to help get this project off the ground. I'm directing my bioethics commission to make sure all of the research is being done in a responsible way. And we're also partnering with the private sector, including leading companies and foundations and research institutions, to tap the nation's brightest minds to help us reach our goals.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Special thanks to Dave Knight, Alex Jones, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, as well as the rest of the staff. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.